There were few reports of violence in Kenya yesterday, as elections were held for the first time under a new constitution. A Pawpaw couple served as election observers in the small town of Lumaconda. Joe and Kathy Osman spoke with us by Skype this morning. Joe Osman says that problems getting a computer system to identify voters did cause some long delays.
The voting was just proceeding extremely slowly, and there was a crowd of up to about 200 people outside growing increasingly impatient, as I certainly would have been under the circumstances, until finally about 8:15 in the morning, after the polls were scheduled to open at 6, they did get that biometric system working. And then everything went fine after that. But we understand that there were places in the country that never got it working, and so they were stuck with using this paper system all day long.
Part of the problem there was that a lot of people turned out and wanted to vote, right?
Absolutely.
The results are still coming in slowly. That's another challenge they've had, is their electronic system of sending the votes from the local polling station to the national center and getting them captured and displayed has been slow and had a few problems. So we're only seeing about a third of the votes cast right now in terms of the results. And everybody's kind of watching the TV as that scrolls by. And when I went to the polling station at about 10:30 yesterday, I took over for Joe for a while, and by then the lines were starting to come down, and things were going pretty smoothly. One of the things they have here in terms of personnel at the election site is, in addition to the staff running the election and observers like Joe and I that are nonpartisan, each political party can send an agent as an observer. And there have been a long history of agents intimidating, coaxing voters at the polling place. That is now clearly illegal, but people are still used to that happening. So I think the only thing I saw during that shift in the middle of the day were a few instances of agents, quote, helping folks, but not too much in my room. We were in a school here, a primary school, and they had three lines of and three rooms set up as each as a polling station.
Is it also fair to say that there were things that went right? I mean, for all the focus on things that went wrong and for long lines outside the polling stations, can you say that there were things that went right yesterday and enabled Kenya to hold what seems to be a fair and open election?
I think there were a lot of things that went right. Once they got the biometric system working in our polling center, they worked really very efficiently. The clerks and the presiding officers for that polling station were very effective and really worked very well with the public. And so by the time poll closure came around at 5 o'clock, there was essentially no line left. And everybody that came to vote got a chance to vote. After the voting, then every polling station actually goes through all of their ballot boxes and counts the results physically before everybody goes home. That was why they didn't finish up until after 2 o'clock this morning. And to all appearances, the results in our polling station were just spot on. They really looked very good.
Yeah, my second shift started at about 7:30 after they closed down the voting and sort of reorganized the space for counting and took a dinner break. We were essentially sequestered. There was one other observer from another organization, myself, a representative agent from, I believe, 8 different political parties were there, and then the election staff. And we dumped the paper ballots on the big table and sorted them out and agreed on who each voter voted for and put them in stacks and counted them. So it was a long and sometimes tedious process, but by the end, every agent from all the political parties signed off on the results. And we had a very, very small percentage of spoiled or rejected or incorrectly completed votes.
Kathy and Joe Osman spoke with us by Skype from Lumaconda, Kenya, where they served as election observers yesterday. The Pawpaw couple will be in Kenya for another 7 weeks and say they could serve as observers again if a runoff election is needed. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.